Your life will not remain the same. In the name of Jesus. It's a fulfillment of the promise of the Father. The Holy Spirit, the Pentecost took place 10 days after Jesus ascended on earth. When he was about to ascend to heaven, he told the disciples, I want you to, in Luke chapter 24, he said, gather together in Jerusalem. Go and wait upon me there until you are endued with power from on high. And as Jesus was ascending to heaven, he raised his hand to heaven. He raised his hand and was blessing them. Jesus raised his hand like this as he was ascending, going to heaven, and he was blessing them. He's there in Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24. Look at it. Luke chapter 24. The Bible says, in verse 49, it said, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Verse 50, and he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hand and blessed them. You are blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You are blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The Bible said, now it came to pass, why he blessed them, that he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. The same is repeated in Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, verse 9. From verse 8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Now, when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up. Before them, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven, as he went, the old two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He has promised. He promised them that they should wait for the other in the upper room for him, for the descent of the Holy Spirit. And exactly 10 days after his ascension to glory, on the day of Pentecost, chapter 2, as we have read, the Bible says that when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So that's why I believe, God, that if you have not received the Holy Spirit before, you have not been baptized before, today will be your day of baptism.
Amen.
Today will be the day of your reception.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you have received before, you'll be filled afresh today.
Amen.
I say you'll be filled afresh today.
Amen.
The disciples, after they received the power, they prayed again in Acts chapter 4 for the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says, in the same way, in verse 31, Acts chapter 4, verse 31, and when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaking, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And they spoke the word of God with boldness. Verse 3. And with great power the apostle gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
May great grace of God rest upon your life today.
Amen.
As you receive the power of God.
Amen.
I say, may great grace of the Lord come upon your life today.
Amen.
As you receive the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The day of Pentecost. Five things that is identifiable with the day of Pentecost. Number one, it is a day of prophetic fulfillment. And Jesus Christ has told them that I will send the Comforter unto you. John chapter 14, 16 to 18. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will not leave you as orphans. I am going away, but I will send another Comforter unto you. So that day of Pentecost is a day of prophetic fulfillment. Joel chapter 2, verse 28 and 29 says, In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy, and your old men will dream dreams. Hallelujah. You know, with the power of God comes prophetic. The prophetic. It comes the gift of prophecy, the gift of miracle, working of miracles, the gift of healing, the gift of diverse kinds of tongues, the gift of interpretation of tongues. So when you receive the power of God, the gift also comes with it. Hallelujah. Some of us will begin to see visions and dreams. We begin to dream dreams. Some of us will begin to manifest the power of healing. When we lay out of the sin, we discover that suddenly they become well. Some of us will manifest the power of prophecy. We begin to speak prophetic messages and we'll be seeing that they are coming to pass in the life of people. Some of us will begin to have the word of wisdom. The gift of the word of wisdom, the gift of the word of knowledge. You're able to see what is going to happen tomorrow. God will be able to minister to you. Hallelujah. That's what happened on the day of Pentecost. It was a day of prophetic fulfillment. It was also a day of supernatural visitation. Because the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit came upon them like a rushing mighty wind from heaven. There was a supernatural visitation from heaven upon the disciples at the upper room. To fulfill the prophetic word of Jesus that tarry in Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. So it was a day of supernatural visitation. And I pray that you will experience supernatural visitation today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It was also a day when the Holy Spirit came to fully dwell in man. A day when the Holy Spirit came to fully dwell in man. Before that time, the anointing of God comes and goes. But when the day of Pentecost came, the anointing, the Holy Spirit came to dwell permanently in the people. So when you receive the power of God, it doesn't come and go. It comes to stay. When the Holy Spirit comes, it comes to stay. Hallelujah. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will stay well in your life today. Not to leave you anymore.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And it is the seed of God. It is the seed of promise. When rapture comes, what heaven will look at, you have the Holy Spirit. If heaven can recognize the Holy Spirit in your life, then you will be qualified for rapture. I pray the Holy Spirit will never depart from you.
Amen.
I pray you will be qualified for rapture.
Amen.
I will be qualified for rapture. In the name of Jesus. So it was a day when the Holy Spirit came to fully dwell in them who believed. It was also a day of transformation. The disciples were transformed. They were never again the doubtful disciples. Is it true that Jesus came? Is it true that Jesus is the Lord and Savior? Is it true that Jesus is the King of the doubt disappeared? Fear disappeared from them. Boldness came. Power came, understanding came. They were able to go out and manifest as sons of God. Hallelujah. And I pray that you will experience transformation today. In the mighty name of Jesus. When the Holy Spirit comes, it brings transformation, a change in the life of the people that it came upon. It turns your weakness unto strength. power. It turns your dryness into fruitfulness. It turns your wilderness around. Hallelujah. It breaks those yokes of limitation in your life so that you can express yourself and fulfill your purpose. Hallelujah. So it's a day of transformation. Believe God that as we pray together today, you will experience transformation in every area of your life. As the disciples explain transformation, people are wondering, yeah, these people, they are speaking our language. They are not even speaking Jews or the Romans. They are speaking our language. They are speaking different language. They were transformed. They were speaking every language. They were connected to heaven. May you be eternally connected to heaven today in the name of Jesus. It is a day of transformation. A day of transformation in their life. And that's why Peter was able to immediately the power came upon him in verse 4 of Acts chapter 2. He was able to stand boldly before the people in verse 14. The Bible said, but Peter standing up with the 11 raised his voice and said to them, men of Judah and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words. He was bold to preach the gospel because he has experienced transformation. He was no longer hiding. Enough of hiding. It is time to arise and shine. Hallelujah. It is time to do what?
Arise
and shine. When the power comes, it's for you to arise and shine for the Lord. By the preaching of Paul or Peter, the Bible says that men were touched in their hearts. Verse 37, and when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? They were cut to the heart. They were touched in their heart. And then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Repentance has to come before receiving the Holy Spirit. You have to repent. Why some are not receiving? Because they are not fully repented. There are still some things like we had during prayer session or during the welcome. You have to release everything to Jesus. Until you release yourself to Jesus, He can't fully fill you. That's why Peter said, repent. In the name, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. If you are carrying one sin or the other, you need to repent. If you are carrying bitterness, unforgiveness, you know, you say you are forgiving, but right deep in your hand, you still know that you are not relating the way you're supposed to relate with that your brother or sister or your neighbor. Because you still have unforgiveness that you are carrying. And that will hinder the Holy Spirit fully manifesting itself in your life. Or maybe it's a secret sin. We need to repent if we want to receive the promise of the Father. Hallelujah. When the power comes, it is to transform you. It is to transform you so that you can proclaim the gospel. The Bible says in verse 41, and those who gladly received his word were baptized. They received the word. They repented from their sins. They believed in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And immediately after, they also joined the fellowship of the brethren. They also received the power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God is calling us to repentance. Number 5, the day of Pentecost is synonymous to a day of empowerment and blessings. It is synonymous, it is a day of empowerment and blessings. Because the power came, the fire of God came upon the disciples. That saying, it came upon them like tongues of fire. So in the spiritual realm, if God should open your eyes, you will be carrying fire on your head, tongues of fire on your head. Hallelujah. Signifying the power of God. And whatever the fire of God touches is transformed. Every yoke is destroyed. Every limitation is removed. Every evil hand is cut off. Because it can't stand the fire of God. It can't stand the fire of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is a day of empowerment. Jesus said in Acts 1:8, He said, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes. When you say you shall receive power. And this power is greater than any other power you can imagine. It's greater than any power the princes of this world can offer you. It's greater than any spirit power, any spiritual power that you can be offered. The power of the Holy Spirit. When you allow Him to fully operate in your life, you discover that you will not fear anything. You will not fear any other power. Any other power will bow down to you. Hallelujah. And that's why John the Beloved was writing to the church. He said, John the Beloved, in 1 John chapter 2, verse 13, 1 John chapter 2, verse 13, he said, I write to you, fathers, because you have known Him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written to you, Father, because you have known Him who is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. When the word of God, the power abides in you, you will overcome the wicked one. If you go forward to chapter 4, the expansion of the verse 4, chapter 4, verse 4 says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because He who is in you is greater than He who is in the world. The one that is in you is what? Is greater. Far greater than the power that is in the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter, you know how to understand the dimension of the power that the Holy Spirit releases. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness. Listen to this. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power towards us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He worked in Christ Jesus when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named. He said, it is not only in this age, but also in that which is. Hallelujah. It's a tremendous power of God that we need to discover, know, or catch the revelation of the power of God that God invested in us who are empowered by the Holy Spirit. When the power came upon Peter, Peter became a preacher. He became a preacher. As we have seen in Acts chapter 2. Number 2, he began to fulfill his purpose and calling. So when the power came, comes upon you, it's for you to become a preacher. For Christ to be His witnesses. Acts 1:8, you shall be my witnesses when the power comes. Peter became a preacher. Number 2, Peter began to fulfill his purpose and calling. I pray you begin to fulfill your purpose and calling. In the name of Jesus. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 4, 19 to 20, he called Peter and said, come, and I will make you fishers. He said, come and I will make you fishers. So Peter abandoned his father's business and followed Jesus. and was following Jesus, learning from Jesus. But when the power came upon him, he began to fulfill that purpose that he was called to achieve. I pray that the Lord will reorder your life and destiny and make you to fulfill divine purpose.
Amen.
May you begin to fulfill divine purpose.
Amen.
May you begin to fulfill your calling, your ministry.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As the power comes upon your life today, may you be able to be bold and courageous in your God like Peter, that he arose and began to fulfill his calling. Peter was bold, he arose and began to fulfill his calling. You must be bold and arise when the power comes upon your life to fulfill God's calling upon your life. Hallelujah. You must arise from today to begin to fulfill the divine purpose. You must be bold and courageous in your thoughts to fulfill God's purpose in your life. You must no longer be sitting down. You must not be thinking that I'm limited. You must no longer be yielding to the suggestions of the devil. Number three, Peter became a healer and a miracle worker. He encountered healing and miracle in his own life, and he too became a healer and a miracle worker. To the extent that even his shadow was healing the sick, Even his shadow, just passing by, he was healing the sick. And I do believe you know that it's even happening nowadays. It's even happening in our days. So it's not something that is a story, something that is not achievable. We've had testimony of people sitting down and people coming to sit down, receiving miracles. Praise the Lord. So it's happening at that time. If you believe God, God can use you. He said, greater works. John 14, 12. You shall do than this. Jesus is not someone that is mindset that all his own power. He wants you to manifest also. Hallelujah. If you believe in God. Lastly, he became an ambassador for Christ. He became, wherever Peter goes, they say, ah, this has been with Jesus. And that's the ultimate goal of God for us, ultimate calling of Jesus, that we become his ambassador. We become his representatives. He said that he has called us the ministry of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. He has called us to the ministry of reconciliation to reconcile men to Christ. 17 to 20, to become his ambassadors. Said, now we are ambassadors of Christ. You are what? Ambassadors. So the power of God that God is giving you today is to be his representatives, is to be engaged in the ministry of reconciliation, is to be the ambassador for Christ. Hallelujah. Yeah. So as we are about to pray now, I want you to believe God that power will transform your life.
Amen.
That power will make you to arise and begin to fulfill God's purpose for your life.
Amen.
That you will no longer be sitting down.
Amen.
You will arise and fulfill your purpose.
Amen.
You will count for this generation.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will dare to be different. The vision of God for your life will be clear. As it was clear to Peter, or clear to Paul, it will be clear, and you will arise and begin to fulfill that purpose. Hallelujah. Maybe God wants you to use your songs to begin to touch lives in millions. Maybe God wants you to use your voice to preach. Maybe God, it is in a place of intercession, prayers. Father Nash combined with Charles Finish to bring one of the greatest revival in history. While Father Nash was in the prayer room praying, Charles Finish would be on the pulpit preaching. And men's hearts would be melted, touched, they would be weeping. Hallelujah. If there is any case difficult to handle on the pulpit, Charles Finney will send it to Father Nash to deal with, because he is just always there in the presence of God. be holding the presence of the Lord. Bring prayer and casting for the program for the revival. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your purpose will be clear to you today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will never remain the same today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When it is time to account for the gift of God in your life, may you not be put to shame in Jesus' name.
Amen.
May God be able to say unto you, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of your Lord. In the name of Jesus. Let's stand to our feet and talk to God. Believe God that as the power comes, your wilderness will return to a fruitful place. God will cause you to begin to walk with him today. You begin to know the presence of God in the new dimension of your life. In the name of Jesus. And God will bring excellence into your life. Because when we are in the spirit of excellence, you will bring excellence to your life, to your ministry. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Holy Ghost, come. Power. me before upon my life, I pray. Let your will be before upon my life. Let your will be before upon my life. Let your will be filled my life. Let your will be filled my faith. Like from the day of okay. Let your will become and dwell in my life. Let your will come and dwell in my life. Let the fire of you come upon my life. Lord, baptize me with Holy Ghost and fire. With Holy Ghost and fire. Every demon, let them flee. Let them flee. Let them flee. At the presence of the power of God, let them flee. Let every man of the enemy, let them flee. Let them flee. Let them come up. By the finger of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, do something definite, do something definite, do something great in my life, do something miraculous in my life, Christ the Lord, do something miraculous in my life.
In the name of Jesus, those ministries of knowledge and
transform Peter. Peter became new. Make me a new person by the power of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes, we'll make you enter your rest. No more struggling. No more anxiety. When the Holy Spirit comes, Father, make you enter into my rest today. By the power of the Holy Spirit, make you enter into my rest. In the name of Jesus. When the Holy Spirit comes, you bring excellence to your life. Make me to extreme excellence in my life. Holy Spirit, make me to excellence. Excellent in my life. Excellent in my career. In the name of Jesus. Jake Pope, the governor. Reva Kanda. Rapport, Reva Manege, Rosso, Reva Kanda. Reva Kanda. If you have not been able to do before, raise your hand to heaven. And say, Father, I receive what you do. I see power today. In the name of Jesus. Receive and begin to speak in new tongues. Glory to Jesus. Glory to God. You can turn out to 2-3 people, join with some people, join with some people and pray the Holy Ghost. Let's pray, let's shout one another. Form a ransom. Begin to pray the Holy Spirit. If you have not received before, as you join with the power of God will come upon you, you will begin to pray the Holy Spirit as well. You also begin to pray in every language. Turn out to other people and begin to pray. Today is the day of the Holy Ghost. Today is the day of Pentecost. God is releasing His Holy Spirit upon His people. Receive as well. Receive power. Reba Shakala Gabon to the Gabrasa. Yeka Kalaba Kalaba Sheke the Gabran to the Gabrasa. Yeka Kalaba Kalaba Kalaba. name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you.
Thank you
for amazing testimonies. As a result of today's encounter with you. Blessed be your name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' mighty name.